Today's Shir and Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Beis Omud Beis, and we're in Siman Kuf Nun Dalid, and we're finishing up the very last Mishnah Berurah from yesterday's Shir. The Ramah had said that a person is not allowed to use the various klon sos, poles, or other parts of the Aron Kodesh to use them as a yad in the Sefer Torah, because that's a going down in the kedusha of them. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph explains, Shein and Lola Noy, this is not for beautification, Lola Malbush, and it's not really for covering or clothing, so to say, of the Sefer Torah. Rak Lesimen Bialmo, Shlo Yitu, it's only there, so you shouldn't make a mistake, you should know where you're up to. And therefore, Al Kain Hevi Horodo Mi Kedusha Space Akinesis. So therefore, it is lowering it from the previous kedusha that it had, it was kedusha Space Akinesis. However, the Mishnah Berurah then says, "V'yachshav shenagu litlos hayad b'sefer Torah l'noy." But nowadays, when people hang the yad on the Sefer Torah, we have silver yad, and we put it on the Sefer Torah as an adornment for the Sefer Torah. So then, v'imkein tashmish kedusha, it now has gone up in its status. It's now tashmish kedusha, and therefore bevade mut lasoso miklon soim. Therefore, today you would be allowed to make the yad out of some of the poles or pieces of the parochas that were around the Aron Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Isa b'sefer Chasidim." It says inside the Sefer Chasidim, "The osu laniach b'tzoch Aron Hakodesh yirios b'sulam." You're not allowed to put inside the Aron Kodesh any of the old klafim, the yirios, that are no longer kosher, because they have a horada likdusha, because this is using the Aron Kodesh for a lower level kedusha. The Magen Avraham Kosav the Efshar the Shari. The Magen Avraham disagrees and says maybe it's permissible. Mishum the Lev based in Masdan Lev, because the rabbis, when they instituted these ideas, said yes, the Chazal are telling us that it's okay to use it for these purposes, and it's as if you made it tonight, which we'll learn later in today's shir. If you make it tonight on something at the beginning, it's acceptable to use it for that, as long as it's not a degrading use. You can use it for a lower level kedusha use if you made it the night before. And then, even though they didn't specifically state it, it's as if Beis Din said it. Leid Beis Din Masna Lam, a concept we already had multiple times. And he says, V'chein Kosa Be'al Yeraba, Mishim Shari Knesset Zagdola, the Noagim Lahaniach Besocha Yiris Psulim. And he says as well, the El Yeraba, in the name of the Knesset Zagdola, says it's okay to put the old, worn out parchments inside the Aron Kodesh as well. However, Avu Chumashim, but if it wasn't a complete Sefer Torah that you're taking the Yiriyah from, Ushar Svarm or other Svarm, Yesh Lazar, Shalol Aniach Besocho, Afil Lufi Shah, one should not put them inside the Aron Kodesh even for a short period of time, because that's a lowering of the Kedusha of the Aron Kodesh. And Bain Shah Sefer Torah, Munach Besocho, Olo, and it doesn't make a difference whether the Sefer Torah is inside the Aron or not when you're doing this. You're not allowed to do this for a lower level Kedusha. Yishuv footnote number 37 adds a number of interesting ideas. He says, what about putting in a Tanakh? You have, let's say, a Sefer of Navi that's written on a klaf. Are you allowed to put that inside the Aron Kodesh? So Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita says, Haminag lahachmir zeh. He says, no, you shouldn't. And this is also the opinion of the Shelos Tshuvas Or Litzion. Sheyesh lahachmir bezeh lechatchila. You shouldn't do this initially. However, he brings down the Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal says it's okay to do so, lahatir, and he says as well in the Makor Chaim that he says in the Yeshuvim Kilos Kitano Shenogim Laniach Bi'aron Kodesh Svarim Tashmish Kedusha. He's trying to justify that in many small towns they had one place to store the Svarim, so they would put them all inside the Aron Kodesh. And he says the reason they're allowed to do so is because Leiv based in Mas Naleim, and this is in fact the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan as well, who says Sorech Loma, you must say by after the fact to validate what the opinion is, what everybody's doing. So it must be that Leiv based in made such a tonight. What about putting all the silver adornments inside their own Kodesh? So Rav Yashiv and Rav Nissen Karolitz say, Haminoku lahakil lanichem sham. Everybody does this, and therefore it's acceptable as well. Certainly the idea of leiv beis and masna aleihem. Ulinin haminah ganoa bekama kilos. What about the following custom? Shalach hashem avarcha mesachol leva govim moos b'kolam espalulim l'zchus. So after they collect stock in shul for mishabayrach, they put the pushka inside the Aron Kodesh. Is that correct? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Dalet told us already that that's not right. That's incorrect to do. And an additional reason, because the coins that are put in there also have a certain sense of tumah about them. And he says also, Isul Aniach Dovah Shulchol B'toch Kodesh. And you shouldn't put anything secular inside the Aron Kodesh. And certainly we should prevent people from putting the pushka inside the Aron Kodesh. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Uba Aron Habani Bechomer. We talked about this yesterday, when you have the Aron Kodesh, so to say, built in as part of the wall of the shul, as we've already learned, Lefi HaMavur Le'el B'Siv Gimel, and the Ramah, the Yeshlo, Rak Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Shari. So since that only has the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, then all of these things that we just talked about, can you put them or can you not put them in the Aron Kodesh? So if it's that type of an Aron Kodesh, that would be acceptable. He brings down, look in the Taz, Vayin the Taz, Shemafakik Sos, Amashan Ogim Hoshana Rabbah. The Taz was not happy so much about the custom on Hoshana Rabbah for us Simchas Torah. Shalach Hashemotzin Kol HaSifrei Torah. When we take out all the Svarim and we dance with them, Samim Shom Ner Dolek. There was a custom that people would put a lit candle inside the Aron Kodesh to have a Dofen Aron Kodesh Tashmish Leoso Enor. And therefore the walls, so to say, of the Aron Kodesh became a Tashmish for this Or, which is a lower Kedusha. Obviously it has no Kedusha compared to the Sifrei Torah. This is based upon the idea of Ner Mishpat Torah, or Torah is referred to light. So when the Sfarim are taken out, so they would have a custom to put a light in it to show that the Torah is not really out. So therefore, this would be potentially permissible in this non-real Aron Kodesh that was like a built into the wall, which the wall was used not for beautification, but for protection of the shul, so it wasn't a real Aron Kodesh. And therefore, the only type of Aron Kodesh that you would theoretically have the Kedusha of an Aron Kodesh is one that was Kavu Liolam as an Aron Kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that this Kedusha of an Aron that we're talking about is only one that's a permanent Aron Kodesh. And he writes, and in this situation, if it gets old and they have to make another one, since this was originally a permanent one, even though it's not obviously permanent forever, you shouldn't lower it from its original Kedusha. But if it was a temporary Aron Kodesh, until they can have a real, real bigger Aron Kodesh, so once they make the new Aron Kodesh, Baruch Hashem, they was zoche to build a beautiful new Aron Kodesh, so the original temporary Aron Kodesh loses its status as an Aron Kodesh. And therefore, and in this type of an old Aron Kodesh, it certainly would be appropriate, the Taz says, to put into its Svarim and things like that. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, also lishtamish b'sefer la'noso. One is absolutely forbidden to use any type of a sefer for his own personal benefit. Kagon, what do we mean? Lahogain bifnei achama, to put it up as a shield from the sun. Or to hide, so to say, what you're doing from your friend by putting a sefer there. That's incorrect. This brings up a number of interesting questions that are addressed in Dirshu footnote number 38. What about Liftoach Sefer Almanas Litvos Mokum Oshtender? You want to put a sefer on a place to, quote, stake your claim to that seat or to that shtender. So Rav Yashiv, Zatzal, Ibod L'chaim, Rav Nissen Karlitz, Shlita, they say you're not allowed to do that. You're using the Sefer Torah for a personal marker, so to say. This is my place, and that's not right. Mishum Shu Tashmish Genai, this is a lowering of the level of Kedusha of that Sefer to use it as a marker. I sit over here. However, if you're going to use the Sefer, you bring it over there because you're going to learn from it, then it would be permissible. You're not really using it as a marker. You're going to learn in that place over there from that Sefer, so then it would be okay. That's a very interesting question. What about folding as a bookmark the page that you're up to in a sefer? Are you allowed to do that? So the Chazon Ish was very makbid not to do something like that. Shalol Asos came and shum cover the sefer. He felt there was a degradation of the sefer's kedusha. However, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal was makel kivin shul tzorach shal sefer, because that's actually going to help you learn from the sefer, and therefore he permitted it. And this, in fact, was the opinion of Menachem Shach Zatzal as well as Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, ulaniach sefer acher tacha sefer shelo midbo kidei lahagbio. Can you use one sefer to elevate the sefer that you're learning from? So you put a sitter or something underneath another sitter, so you'll be able to have the sitter higher up, and it'll be like a mini shtender for yourself. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down yesh lahatir. There are those that permit this. And Dishu, footnote number 39, adds, if you're eventually going to use the second sefer, then it's certainly permissible. V'munach sefer echod. As the Mishnah Berurah himself says, "Imunach sefer echad." One sefer is over there already. L'kuliyam mutol l'niach sefer acher lov. Then you certainly can go put the other sefer on top of it. They brought down the name of the Chayyadim. If the sun is shining on the sefer that you're learning from it, and you're not able to read from it well, then you can put up another sefer, so to say, to block the sun. That would be permissible. You're not doing that for your benefit. You're doing it for the benefit of the sefer that you're trying to learn from, and therefore that's permissible. The issue from footnote number 40 brings down an interesting question. What about sleeping on a sefer? A person falls asleep at his shtender or at his seat in the base medrash, and he falls asleep on a sefer. So he brings down from the sefer chasidim that this is forbidden. You shouldn't do something like this. However, he brings down from the sefer Shelus Uchuvah Salmas Chaim that you don't have to wake a guy up who you see has fallen asleep on his sefer, because he derech limudim. This is the way people learn. He brings down as well from Nissen Karolitz the same idea. And he explains that the reason why we allow this is hol v'nir dam lionso. The guy didn't intend to fall asleep. It's not like he said, I'm going to use this as a pillow, but he happened to fall asleep on his sefer, so it's okay. But he adds, shim evsho lishmon a sefer mitakto below shi yisora yasukein. If you're able to pull the sefer out without waking the guy up, then it's preferable to do that. Indeed, the sefer menucha ukdusha from the Panovich Rav writes that you have to go and do this if you can. Mishum zilzul ha-sefer, because it's a degradation of the kedusha of the sefer. What about putting your elbows on the sefer while you're learning? So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that he heard from the Chazon Ish that it's inappropriate to do this. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissen Karl, is Shlita say that if it's going to allow you to learn better, then it would be permissible. Continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, lo yisartet kuntris ala sefer. You shouldn't go and make underlinings in some sort of a document on top of a sefer. Shakuntris adayin ein bo kedusha. Even though you're going to use this kuntris, you're going to try to go and eventually write chidushe Torah on this. You shouldn't do this writing it on top of a sefer because it right now doesn't have any kedusha. However, avol shikvar kosel of divrei Torah. But if you already started writing divrei Torah on it, yesh lachlum tzorah. Then you can put this piece of paper on the sefer and continue to write in it your chidushe Torah, even though it's on the sefer. That's not called the zilzul of the sefer. He adds, likewise, ayaniach kuntresim shalom nichtibu ba divrei Torah b'sefer. Don't put anything that doesn't have divrei Torah inside a sefer. V'lo shum davar. In fact, you shouldn't put anything inside a sefer that's not essential for the sefer itself. A bookmark would be permissible. The issue footnote number 41 brings down from the Shelos of Tshuva's Torah Lishma that you shouldn't put blank pieces of paper in there, even though you're intending to eventually write chidushe Torah on those paper, because you may change your mind and not use it for chidushe Torah. Because it will then turn out in retrospect that you used it for storage, so to say, and not writing for Divrei Torah on it eventually because you're using it for a non-holy purpose. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Hasal in Digrus Moshe is Mekel because he says your purpose is to use it for Divrei Torah, so that's okay. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Upshito lichto b'sefer cheshbinos avoser." You're certainly not allowed to put calculations that aren't Torah calculations, important calculations, to write them in the sefer. That's certainly not good. V'lo yinasa b'bakumas, you certainly shouldn't try to write on it with a pen to see if the pen is working. People, you know, they'll make a mark to make sure that the pen is writing before they write an important document. So you certainly shouldn't write in a sefer to make that mark. And he says, we also have to protest against the people that are binding svarim, putting together svarim, shemidapkin beluchos asvarim kisvei kodesh. They attach to the bindings that they're putting on pages or pieces of kisvei kodesh from other svarim. And v'yodua, this is a bad thing, because you should know, Shema Abi Kisvei Kodesh, because they're causing the destruction of these Kisvei Kodesh when they're putting them on the bindings that they're putting on the Svarim. Over Belav, and they're over Belav, the Lo Sasun Ken L'Shem L'Kechem, and he says, V'afilu Im Nomar, even if they say they're going to be careful, the Yizor Shalom Yimchak Shema Tevos, they'll be careful not to erase any words. And B'Frat HaShem, they said, we'll be especially careful not to erase any words of Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, HaKoponim Hum Ridu Mikdu Shosun, they used to be a sefer, and now they're the binding or the covering of a sefer, that's a lowering of the Kedusha, Vo Isser Gomer, and one should not do this, it is absolutely prohibited. Now we finally start the Mechaber, Siv Zayin. Habima, what is the Bima? So the Ramah says, Pirush, Mokum Gavoah, this is the elevated platform that we put our chazim going up to, where we read the Sefer Torah on from that elevated platform. Kegon Bima, Sheyosum HaMelech, similar to the Bima that they made for the Melech, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Beis tells us when did they make it for the king, Shakori B'Torah, Olav Bizman Hakel, on the Hakel, which was of course on the Sukkot right after the Shemitah year, so in the 8th year, or the 1st year of the next cycle, they would build a special platform, and the king would go in the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara, and read from the Sefer Torah, Vuadin Bima Shalano. He says that's the platform that they're talking about. We make a platform also. Shomer to Lava Ochiz with Sefer Torah. The person who reads the Sefer Torah, we put him up there on that platform. So using this platform, it has no separate Kedusha. Ain Bo Kedusha's Aron, El Kedusha Besa Knesses. It doesn't have the Kedusha of an Aron Kodesh, it has the Kedusha, the regular Kedusha of a Besa Knesses. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Aron, Mekom Asha, Osim Le Sefer Torah, the Aron Kodesh, and anything that you're doing, making for the Sefer Torah, Mol Bo Tanai. You are allowed to make a Tanai on it originally and say, Lishtamish Bo Shar Tashmish Afilu Duchol. When you're originally making it, before it's actually been used, if you make a Tanai and said, we'd like to reserve the right to use it for either another holier, albeit lower holier purpose, or even for a secular purpose, as long as it's not a degrading purpose, that is acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains, Hainu Kishihistu Betzchilas Asiyoso. As the time that it was being made, you're allowed to make this tnai she'emut l'shtamishbo, that you want to use it for other purposes. And he says, v'ein chiluk bein l'zman sha'sefer Torah munachas bo, o achakach. And it doesn't make any difference. You're allowed to make this tnai even while the Sefer Torah is being used in the Oren. If you make the tnai originally, that you want to use it, let's say, for Svarim or for something else, then that is perfectly acceptable. Sivkan lamidalit, afilu dechol, even for a secular purpose. However, mikom makom, the Mishnah Berurah cautions us that you shouldn't use it, letashmish maguna, for any degrading type of a purpose or usage, lomani tanai, then the tanai won't even help for something like that, is absolutely forbidden. The Ramah adds, Hagah, v'noagu lahonos bekama hanos midivei kedusha. It has become acceptable to use various items of Tashmish Kedusha for your own personal benefit. What do we mean by that? Kigon, mitpacho shosvarim, we allow the mantles of a Sefer Torah, or the Shulchan Shel Beis HaKnesses, the table that we place the Sefer Torah on, and these are allowed to be used. A person could lean on it, for example, to get some sort of hanoah from it. That is permitted. How come? Because what Tamsa Ramah explains, Mishum Dekiva and Shinogu King, since this is the common custom that people, unfortunately, they lean on the table. They're up there getting an aliyah, and they're going to lean on the table. The Gabbai is using the sitter for the Misha Berach, and he's putting it on the table. So since it's very difficult, the Efshul Izara, how can we ever be so certain and careful that we'll never use it for these types of purposes? So it's as if the Ramah says, Lev Beisdin Masna Lev. It's as if at the original time that it was donated and brought into the shul, Beisdin said, we're going to allow it to be used, as if they made a verbal actual declaration in Tanai, Meikore, at the very time that it was started to be used, Kadei Shalo Yovo B'nei Odom L'dei Katola, in order to prevent people from having a takola over here, that they would eventually, Rachmanu Litzlan, use it in a way that's not allowed, and therefore they would be in trouble. So therefore the rabbis initially said, it's as if we permitted it explicitly from the start. Lev Beis and Masa Lev. Again, we've had this idea many times. The Ramah concludes, he says, Afa Gav Delo Hisnu. And even though they didn't verbally actually state so, Ki'ilu Hisnu Domi. It's as if they actually made this verbal declaration. He brings us down for the name of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Hey writes, look in the Trumas Hadeshin, I know the Trumas Hadeshin, the Muchach Shom, who proves over there, the Zeo Davka Beis HaKnesses, this is only things that are in the Beis HaKnesses. Avalobis Sefer Torah Shuyochet, but not a private person's Sefer Torah, that the rabbis never said, Leib Bezin Masna Leim, Sheishlo Beis, if he has it in his private house, there he has to be very careful not to use them in any way that is not for the same level of Kedusha. Sif Katan Lamed Vav, Masna Leim, it's as if the Beis Din made this verbal declaration from the start. They didn't, but it's as if they made such a verbal declaration that it can be used for other purposes. The Mishnah Berurah cautions us, and he says, this is only true for something that the minhag is ready to use it like this. For example, like I said, putting a sefer, a Misha Berach sefer on top of the shulchan. So the minhag is to allow something like that. But to create a new minhag, we're now going to go put something else on the shulchan that wasn't the previous minhag. Ain lanu l'hakam yatzmen. We don't have the right to be makel to add additional leniencies over here. The efshu de lo hisnu was that, because one could argue that when we say leiv beis and masen leiv, it was only for certain things that were well known and accepted. Efshu, you couldn't prevent it from being done, but not something new. Indeed, the Bir Halacha in Divra Maskel v'Efshal Izar writes, Mashem Izar, the Bedover she'Efshal Izar, if it is something that you can't do anything about, people have to put down the Sidurim, the Misha Berach, on the Shulchan, what are they going to do, hold it the whole time? So therefore, that's E'Efshal Izar Mehem. And for those types of things, Leib Beis and Masna Leim. However, Bedover she'Efshal Izar Mehem, for something that you could be careful about, Ain Omrim, we don't say in them, Bistoma Leib Beis and Masna Leim. We don't just automatically presume and say the Beis and says it's okay. Finally, Sifkat Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Umesayim b'Trumas Hadeshin, the Trumas Hadeshin concludes the discussion over here that the Ramah brought down. Nidchakti, I forced myself, I was pressured over here, so to say, to find Kedei L'Yashiv Ksas, Masha Ein Olam Nisarim, trying to explain why people aren't careful about, let's say, putting a sitter on top of the Shulchan or things like that, putting Svarim inside the Aron Kodesh, why people aren't so careful about this as they should be. And we say, that's laid based in Masna Leim, suggesting that the Trumas Hadeshin is just trying to find a limud schus on everybody for doing this, but lav dafka, that is the most ideal thing that people should do. And the Mishnah concludes, ad kan lashon. That's until here is the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshin. He then adds, umash masham, the Mishnah says, it appears to me from the Trumas Hadeshin, the royal chalodom kishiminadev dover lebes haknesses, the best eitzah is when a person donates something to a shul, and it could be theoretically like a shulchan, and people are going to use it to put the sitter on it. Or, hagizborim shikonin is a dover. When the shul buys something like the shulchan, they should verbally declare, lahasno shu rishon lishtamish ben. It would be preferable for them to actually make a verbal declaration and not rely upon lay based in masa lay mistoma, the base that allows this, but to actually go and declare, the person donates it or the shul buys it, they should say, we're reserving the right to use the shulchan to put our sitter on it, to put the Misha Berach on it, to put the tzedakah box on it, or things like that. Again, we're learning Lila Nishmas, my mother, Chana Bas Me'avrom, Aleha Shalom. That concludes today's shir. Thank you very much for listening and bringing Aliyah to our neshama.